Joining us right now, he is our legal analyst, nobody better, Ray Giudice. Go to RayGiudice.com or find out about the Ray Giudice app. And in the NFL, when they put Bob Kraft, the NFL didn't put him on the stand, the Aaron Hernandez trial did. The defense puts him on subpoenas him to stand trial, to be at the trial.
Testify.
And joining us is Ray Giudice. Ray, before we get to today and Bob Kraft, good morning.
Good morning. How are you folks doing?
Good. Very, very explosive stuff yesterday with the girlfriend, fiance of Aaron Hernandez that has to outline a number of things, including his incessant marijuana smoking, his incessant women outside of their relationship, which she basically said, I had to put up with both of those things. But at the end of the day, what was the real story of her testimony?
You know, the bottom line is that having marijuana in a box is at most a misdemeanor. It doesn't prove a felony murder case. Having girlfriends and extramarital relationships doesn't prove a murder case either. So I don't know that the prosecution really brought her home the way I think they were hoping to show that she disposed of evidence, including a gun, that may be related to this murder case.
I thought she was not credible at all, and the fact that she misremembered after every other question, Ray, she was shaken and stirred. She really was.
Well, that goes back to Friday's testimony, where there's only so many times you can say, I don't remember, and then she seems to conveniently remember what would assist.
And Ray, I don't know of one woman on the face of the earth, if their husband said, go get a box, go take it outside or whatever you're going to do with it, and they don't look inside that box.
Right. She says
that
she never,
was not believable.
She never knew it was in there. She said it was about 30 pounds, of which marijuana would not weigh her down. She's a tiny little girl. So the now what they're trying to say is if it was 30 pounds, as the prosecution, it had to be a gun or something other than weed. Mm-hmm. She's thinking that she's disposing of marijuana because it had a skunky smell to it. And then the speculation is maybe it was a gun and marijuana, or it's a box they use for marijuana. But the point is, it's all speculation.
That's exactly the point. Again, what we were coming to, and we've talked for weeks, was the fiance going to put that gun or a gun in the proximity of Aaron Hernandez, whether it's in his house, in a box, in the closet, or somewhere? And I don't know that they did that. A box that weighs approximately 25 to 30 pounds can have all kinds of stuff in it. Maybe it's 5 pounds of marijuana and 3 sweatshirts and 2 old magazines, but that don't mean there's a gun in there. And that's a long way when you've got the burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt for the jury to make a jump from. So, you know, is she credible? I doubt it, but that doesn't mean the state's proved it.
Right, you haven't proved it. Still have no weapon.
Good, I'm sorry.
No, he said he still have no weapon. Go on. You're going to talk about...
I was going to say about Bob Kraft. Well, I mean, that's criminal defense 101. You've got a respected member of the community who had a good, you know, family almost relationship with Aaron. That's character evidence, and there's no reason not to put it up. Like I said, if the man made a $40 million bet on the good character of Aaron Hernandez to represent his company... I would put that in front of the jury every day of the week. I might have even done it earlier in the trial so that that had been heard so that the jury can see the other evidence through the prism of the good character evidence. But absolutely criminal defense 101, and that's what they needed to do.
Seems like a very weak, angle. I mean, it's smart, but it's on the same end doesn't mean anything. Just because Bob Kraft use quotes when he signed him to that $40 million deal talking about his integrity doesn't mean that somebody with that integrity isn't capable of murdering someone.
Well, that's absolutely true. But in the state of Georgia, jurors are not only allowed to consider good character evidence, but they're entitled to make their decision and verdict basing it on good character evidence. So it's absolutely defense 101. If he didn't put it up, if the lawyer didn't do it, they would be, you know, criticized routinely in the legal process in the legal community,
right?
Because that's an ace that you got to use, and you just can't not do it.
Sounds very uncomfortable what we're hearing about today, Bob Kraft. The last place he wants to be is at a murder trial for one of his former players.
Oh.
I mean,
absolutely. But you know, just going back to Sandra's question, if we also tie Ms. Jenkins's failure to identify the gun with the judge restricted the jury's ability to consider the weapons, quote-unquote, expert of a couple weeks ago and said, you know what, that's really up to the jury to determine whether or not Hernandez was holding a gun in that picture, irrespective of what this guy from the guy from the gun dealership said, who was determined not to be an expert. So, you know, you can convict without a weapon, but you've got to fill in all the pieces, and the jury's got to put the puzzle together. That's what it's about, is putting
right.
the puzzle, jigsaw puzzle together.
Sorry, Ray. Ray Giudice joins us here, our legal expert and friend. They are allowing the guy that mistake we were joking, unfortunately, shot him in the eye. What's his last name? Bradley. They are allowing him on the stand.
Yeah. Well, you know, the prosecution is trying to use what's called similar transaction evidence of bad character, of prior uses of violence and of a weapon, to make the jury believe that this is how Aaron Hernandez operates, that it's his motive, it's his scheme, it's his plan, is to be violent, use weapons, and they can even use those weapons against his former friends. I mean, this is allegedly Hernandez's former right-hand man, who Hernandez allegedly shot in the face in 2013. So, again, they're trying to show a pattern of behavior to fill in the missing evidence, which is no eyewitness to the homicide and no gun or no ballistics.
So classic. You got a guy on the stand that's going to be testifying and can't mention the fact that he was shot in the face by Aaron Hernandez because they won't let it. It's inadmissible in that.
And he has one eye. He's
right.
Speaking of eyewitness, one eyewitness. And is it a pattern if you shot more than two of your friends in the head? Is that a pattern? Because now there's two that I know of.
Yeah.
It certainly makes you unpopular at parties.
I was going to say, it just makes you, you know, you just... You're just not as cool to go on those boys' trips with, for sure. Hey, Ray, we'll talk to you down the line, maybe even after we hear more from the Bob Kraft testimony. In your eyes, though, do you think Aaron Hernandez could walk from this trial? Could he walk?
You know what? This is not the strong – I thought this was going to be a much more clear-cut, slam-dunk case for the prosecution. I'm not predicting he's going to be acquitted. But I can see the jury deliberating for a good long time and maybe coming back as what's called a hung jury, where it's 6-6 or 7-5, or maybe even come back on a lesser charge where the jury may say, well, you know what, these two guys got in a fight and Hernandez shot first, or maybe he was defending himself and come back as manslaughter or some reduced charge. So I thought it was going to be an easier case for the prosecution, and I don't think it is.
All right, thanks. Ray Giudice with us. Because I'm just saying, Brian, Falcons could use a tight end. You know, right. I'm just thinking.
We've got to find out exactly what the fiance was having and holding inside that box, because we don't know what was in it.
What's in the box?
We have to figure that out. We have to.
What's in the box?
Seriously,
that's the worst scene ever.
Is that by far the worst scene you've ever seen in a movie?
That's
movie
one of
seven.
It's one of the greatest scenes in film history.
What is that from?
God, dude, when they...
What's it for?
It's his wife.
It was a baby.
It's her head.
It's her head. It's his wife's head.
What movie?
Oh, Seven.
Jeez.
Seven. Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt.
Psychotic.
Phenomenal. Kevin Spacey. That scene out there, I mean, that just... Even hearing that gives me chills.
What's in the box?
Oh,
hey, Ray Giudice, by the way, at Ray Giudice on Twitter, and his phone number, 404-964-4185. Get the app. Go to RayGiudice.com. The app has his phone number, Safe Ride, Uber, all the links. Easy peasy.